The Scenic Drive with Rian. Take me
home. 4 to 7 p.m. weekdays on Jacaranda FM.
So the World Cup is here. We won it twice, of course. And the guy who was part of three World Cups is here. Brian the Banner himself. Aha, sir. Welcome back.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. It's great to be back in the Jacaranda studios. I was here in October last year, so...
With who? Not with me.
With Martin. I was with Martin.
No. How's the French these days?
Oui, en français, il est bien. C'est 5 ans là déjà. Je ne sais pas, tu comprends ou pas? Un petit peu?
In my geval, 2 keer a week.
Ah, d'accord. I unfortunately couldn't French kiss my wife yesterday on Valentine's Day, given that I was with Land Rover on the Rugby World Cup Trophy Tour. So, my goal as Dad of the Year is potentially 2020. Set myself an objective. 2019 is not looking good. having already missed Valentine's Day. It's been an interesting start, Rian. But great to be here. I think always exciting to be in the studio and have a good chat with you guys.
Say for me, what's the plan now? So you're back in the country now.
Ek is ons is gebuis in die Kaap hier oomblik, maar ek is tussen Frankryk of Europa en Suid-Afrika. Ek doen 'n bietjie broadcasting werk vir Channel 4 bo in die United Kingdom vir hulle Heineken Champions Cup campaign en ek travel 'n bietjie baie, so ek is so 10 dae tot 2 weke uit die land uit, maar die familie is in die Kaap.
So it's quite recent that you announced your retirement, so it hasn't quite, do you think it's sunk in yet, that it's over?
It definitely has sunk in. You're sitting on the other side of the TV and you're missing being there. It definitely has sunk in. When I actually announced my retirement and when I retired in June officially in 2018, I thought it was, had this idea, I'm going to give myself a bit of time to reflect on the last 15 years and have a bit of time to plan towards what's next. And to be brutally honest, none of that has happened. I've been insanely busy with many different things over the course of the last 8 months, in and out of South Africa, traveling the world, doing various different odds and ends, and haven't really given myself time to settle. So it's been interesting.
Okay, you were right at the top, and in many ways you are still right at the top. There's nothing... There was nothing left for you to prove or to show the rugby viewing public. You've done everything. Of is daar nog een ding wat jy dat jy wanted?
Ja, daar was twee goed dalk. Obviously I'm the second highest capped Springbok of all time behind Victor Matfield. Okay. So 3 behind Victor, and I think more so than that, being the second highest top try scorer of all time by 2 tries. It's so not close. Ideal, so it was close, but obviously that's my international career ended in 2016, so I can't really complain about that. But Rian, like you rightly said, I am in no way ungrateful for the journey I had. Potentially a little bit disappointed in how it ended, but like I said, I wouldn't, if I'd have it again, I'd have it exactly the way I did, through the ups and the downs, the moments, the memories, the friendships, the camaraderie. I'm pretty lucky and pretty fortunate. So it ended how it did, but it took nothing away from the 15-year journey which I had.
What is he doing? John gaan ook vir jou dit sê. It's difficult, after, being there, on that playing at that level, to adapt to normal life. There's a thing. They struggle with it.
It is a very big thing. And I think, the transition period in professional sports, and not just in rugby, is something, heavily talked about and debated globally. And a lot of players' unions, especially in rugby, are doing their best to help players prepare as best possible, for that transition phase. And to be brutally honest, it's incredibly difficult because, all of a sudden you go from a lifestyle that you've known, for 10, 15 years, to the unknown. First and foremost, you go into, not only a different pay grade, but you go into where, like with me, my mates at Varsity in 2001 when we started, I sort of climbed up the corporate ladder, and you now come into this corporate environment potentially not knowing where you fit in. First and foremost, are you good on computers? Are you good talking to people? Are you good doing hard graft? Where in the sporting fraternity, you have a bit of a bubble, and all of a sudden you have to step out of that bubble, and it is tough. And it's not just the physical aspect, the mental health issues, of that transition period has been heavily discussed globally. Guys going into depression because they potentially lost the identity that they had in rugby and in professional sports. So it's tough. I've been fortunate that I've been able to keep myself busy, but even though, you know, I'm 8 months in, I'm still not quite sure of where I'm heading. And hopefully in this journey, you can sort of discover that and find it as quickly as possible. Because I think the quicker you find it, the easier it potentially becomes.
Now, there are so many Brian Abana moments, glory days. Maar as jy nog sit met jou kindertjies nog klein, I wonder if you sit with your grandkids, you tell them the story that day, that granddad, ... What is the story that you go back to every time?
Rihanna, and I say it in many of the interviews I do, and I'm incredibly grateful for the numerous memories I've had, you know, success stories, the lowlights, the highlights. But I think for me, making my test debut for the Springboks, getting to wear that green and gold jumper for the first time, you know, for me it was against England in 2004, pretty cold there, Twickenham, but England were the world champions. I got to score a try with my first touch of the ball in international rugby.
Sure.
And
yes.
I think, you know, you work and you sacrifice and you dedicate yourself to get to that moment. And I think that moment for me, I think it potentially could have only got better had South Africa gone on to win that game. But as an individual experience, being able to share with my grandchildren, my, you know, just what it meant to get there, and then to get there and how it starts, sort of laid the foundation for how the rest of my career went. And I think I'm pretty fortunate that I had the longevity in my career, you know, especially being out on the wing that I did have, but that moment was the start of the journey. You know, yes, I sacrificed and dedicated myself as a youngster, but then you got to represent your country, you got to achieve that dream. And then was getting the taste of that dream and not wanting to let it disappear.
That's the problem.
Which for me was, I didn't just want to be a one test flash in the pan Springbok. I tasted that privilege, that honor, what it was to go out there and represent a country that I'm unbelievably proud of, but a country that had inspired me to take up the game of rugby in 1995. So for me, that particular moment and how it happened was pretty cool. And I think it's a story for me that, you know, people ask about what's the highlight.
The Scenic Drive with Rian.